Hello, I'm Gary Preston from Grace Faith Christian Discipleship, and this is another in our series, Romans the Journey. Let's have a look at how to rightly divide the word of truth. The most important point to rightly dividing the word of truth is to be able to hold up the true nature and character of God, which we use as our filter to rightly divide the word. Hebrews 5 verse 14 says this, "But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even to those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." Let me read that to you again. Hebrews 5 14. "But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." We're talking about being able to rightly divide the word of truth. You see, it doesn't say that if you can comply or if you know this list of 10 points, 12 points, 15 points, that you'll be able to rightly divide the word of truth. It says by reason of use, by reading the word of God over and over and over and over again, it's a revelation from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives you this ability. The word says that the Holy Spirit will bring the word to your remembrance, give you understanding. See, the words that are written on the pages of your Bible are logos, but to make them rhema, to make them come alive inside of you, that light bulb moment, you know, wow, I got it. That's a rhema from God. That's the Holy Spirit bringing life to that word, that logos word, bringing it alive to you. "But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." See, there's no formula to rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, as you listen to this teaching today, this is lesson number 8, you'll go, well, hang on. He didn't mention these things in lesson number 7. That's because there is no formula. You know, there's not a list of 10, Gary's 10 points to rightly dividing the word of truth. There are no 10 points. There are two main factors. You can call them points if you like. And the first one, let me repeat it again. Number one. There is no other point more important than this. Holding up the true nature and character of God as your filter to rightly divide the word of truth. You see, you're not rightly dividing the Woman's Weekly or some other magazine that you may pick up at the newsagent. We're talking about the Bible. Now, a lot of people think you use the Bible to rightly divide the Bible. No, you use the true nature and character of God, who you know intimately, to rightly divide the word of truth. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15 says, "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Let's read that again. "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." How to rightly divide the word of truth. The true nature and character of God is singularly the main tool we use to filter the word that we read or that we hear. Have you got that? I think I've said it 4 times already. The true nature and character of God is singularly the main tool we use to filter the word we read or hear. And how do you get to know the true nature and character of God? Well, you read the New Testament of the Bible. You read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You read the words of Jesus. You read about Jesus because Jesus exemplifies or is the true nature and character of God. You want to know about God the Father? You look at Jesus. You want to know about God the Father's true nature and character? Jesus came to show us the Father. Jesus said, I and my Father are one. That is not one in quantity, but one in identity. I and my Father are one. They are identical. Jesus and the Father are identical. If you want to know about the Father, then you study the ministry of Jesus, the life of Jesus. You see, the true nature and character of God cannot be seen in the law of Moses. Amen? Let me say that again. The true nature and character of God cannot be seen in the law of Moses. Amen? And this completes lesson number 8 in Romans the Journey. And I'll see you at lesson number 9 very soon. God bless.